Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject: brother-in-law has to go. Good morning, Shirley and Steve. My husband got my brother-in-law a job at his company and allowed him to live with us while he got us used to the city and found a place to live. Well, that was 2 years ago, and he eats all our food, doesn't clean up after himself. We have no children, so one whole side of the house is basically all to himself. He practically lives here rent-free, all paid utilities, food, cable, passes to our community gym and pool, etc. You name it, he's got it, courtesy of us. Now, my husband got a job about 3 hours away and had to get an apartment to stay during the week, and he has left me here with the moocher of his brother. I want him out, but my husband says he feels a lot better knowing someone is in the house with me than me being alone. I told my husband I did not care. I was sick and tired of the situation. He says he told him to move out, and he has mentioned his guilt of having to have done it. Plus, his mother has called him and given him the guilt trip. I don't believe it's true and that he will be out. I am counting down the days. My question is, what should I do if he's not out? The worst part, a couple of years before that, my sister and her kids lived with us for about a year. She did pay for food, cooked and cleaned, but I know he will hold it against me because he sees it as us helping family, desperately looking for a solution. Wow. You know what? One of the worst feelings to me in the world is to be in your own home, you know, and then be uncomfortable and to feel out of place. I mean, that's where you go after a hard day's work. You know, you close the doors, you shut out the world and just have some peace, you know, some love in your home. But right now you're a prisoner in your own home, it sounds to me, because you can't really do what you want to do. And that's the key, because, you know, it sounds as if you don't think that it's your home too, or you're not really getting that it's your home too, and you can speak up about this. I mean, you've been dealing with this for 2 years, so you've just been walking around miserable and upset for 2 years. You know, I say this, you know, it's a whole lot. This man, your brother-in-law, has a job now. That means he can definitely get out and get an apartment. To me, the bigger problem in all of this, though, is your husband. He's the one that doesn't get it. You need to have a conversation with him, tell him he's confusing helping with enabling, and that this situation is putting a big strain on your marriage. He's putting family before you, and that's really the wrong thing to do in a marriage. His family needs to get out of your house and your marriage. Steve?
This is a bunch of bull. It's what this is right here. I can't stand letters like this right here. This a grown man in your house. Yeah. Grown man. Got a job. Okay? Let me tell you where your letter went a little crazy at. He got him a job at his company, lived with us for a while. It's been 2 years. Who you know working can't get an apartment after 2 years? Okay, he eats up all our food, doesn't clean up after. We have no children, so he has one side of the whole house basically to himself. Well, here's a correction. You do have children. You do have children. And it's him. The big ass dude that stay in the house, that can drive and go to work, that's your child now. That ain't your brother-in-law. That's you all's child. He's got all of this stuff, paid utilities. He doesn't pay rent. Any utility, doesn't buy food, cable, pass to the community gym and pool, you name it, he got it. I want him out. My husband says he feels better knowing that there's someone in the house with me. You know how many grown women can stay by themselves?
Yeah.
Do you know how many grown women can stay in their house by themselves? That's a ridiculous response. I feel better knowing somebody's there with you. Man, are you nuts? That's a great thing to say. You ain't there. You done moved out on the man. Now, you done left your woman at the house because you got a job 3 hours away, and you done left this man in the house with your woman? Are you nuts? I got it's your brother, and you don't think nothing going to happen. I'm not saying nothing will happen. I'm just saying she's sick of it. She can't come home, walk around her own house naked. And Lord know we all like to see them walk through the house naked. Anyway, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
He felt guilty.
Digressing.
He says his mother has called him and given him the guilt trip. Hell, let him stay with his mama then. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
If the mama got a guilt trip, somebody else open up the house and let Homer, the homeless, move in with them. But you've got to stop this. I got some responses for you when I come back. This is how to get someone to leave your house.
All right, part two of Steve's response is coming up. I think it's between cigars and golf holes, too. 23 after, he'll be back, and we'll be back. Come on, Steve, right now with part two of today's Strawberry Letter. Your response.
Back to this letter. Brother-in-law got to go. The brother-in-law do have to go, period. You know, this is crazy right here. See, here's the I got helping your brother get on his feet. But see, what people confuse it. Helping somebody and taking care of somebody is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a person who needs a nurse at your house every day, then you got somebody that's coming by taking care of you, flipping you, washing you, wiping you, spreading you, rolling you over, potting you. That's taking care of somebody. That's too much. All I want to do is help you. I went to the store, bought the prescription, bought it, set it on nightstand, holler at you tomorrow. That's helping somebody.
Yeah.
Taking care of somebody is putting the pill in their mouth and making them chew it. You opening their jaw and making them munch on it. That's what that is.
Uh-huh.
That's too much. Uh-huh. Rule number one. See, and the husband's got to require that his brother be a man. Stop cuddling this little boy.
Yep.
Be a man. Get up on your own. Why I don't know why these dudes get their little brothers and these mothers require that you take care of this boy like he a boy the rest of his life. Rule number one in my house, no rent, no food, no cleaning, no stay. That's rule number one. If you don't do these three things right here, then you can't stay the day I say you can't stay. Now, how do you get him out? Listen to me. There's some things you can do because your husband has moved to this apartment during the week. Here's what you do. Put combination locks on all the toilets.
What are you
on the toilets. Not the doors. The toilet.
Yeah, the toilet.
And then act like you can't remember the combination. He got to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. You can't hold it. Number two, okay. Chain a pit bull to the refrigerator. Mm. That cut back on eating. Now, once you can't go to the bathroom, you can't eat. You really have to find somewhere to stay.
That's true.
If that don't work, it's got to work. You can always ask your sister and all her kids to move back in his room.
Ah.
Make it real crowded in there.
Crazy. All right, Steve, we got to go. Thank you so very much. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Switching gears now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.